It is 43 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on your Tuesday morning, 14th day of October. Joining me on the comm this morning, James Timberlake. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
All right. A little cool, cloudy, frosty, foggy morning.
It feels very October.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? And all this week, it's going to probably feel a little bit of October, too. Cooler temperatures and clouds and some mixed precipitation. You always hear that, mixed precipitation.
Do we have actual, like, snow-type stuff in the weather forecast?
Yeah, maybe some flurries.
Flurries, that's the word you're looking for.
Yep, it are. It is. Actually, there's some flurries happening as we speak right now in areas of Sheridan County. 1947, date book, 14th day of October. We're cruising along here, man. Air Force test pilot Chuck Yeager, first person to break the sound barrier, flew the experimental Bell X-1 rocket plane over Edwards Air Force Base in California on this date, 1947.
The right stuff.
Yes, great movie. 1968, the first live telecast from a manned U.S. space station was transmitted from Apollo 7. That was amazing technology. Absolutely amazing that they pulled that off, the live telecast back in 1968. 1979, Wayne Gretzky of the Edmonton Oilers scored the first of his National Hockey League record 894 goals.
Okay.
Against the Vancouver Canucks, 1979.
Yeah, 894. He played for a long time, too, especially for a hockey guy. Played forever.
No kidding.
Now he does the broadcasts.
Does he do broadcasts now?
He does. He's not a color commentator, but he's like a studio analyst for Turner, like TNT and those guys.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if there's anyone qualified, he'd be it.
Well, see, that's the thing. The interesting part is you can be qualified but be really bad.
Right.
Like on the on-air stuff.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
And he's not the best, but he's good enough, I think. Right. There are plenty of those guys that are like, woof, you're amazing at what you did, but this part of it is maybe not made for you.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I agree. Then you got people like Peyton Manning, who's good at everything.
Yeah.
Not he was a great football player.
Right.
He's a great broadcaster, too.
He's really good at it in his own way, too. I don't know if he'd be very good at, like, doing color commentary, but he's really good at doing his own version of
it. Yeah,
yeah. The other thing that's been, I mean, one of them that's been pretty disappointing for me anyways is Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady is not. He talks, and this is going to sound mean, but it makes sense if you're watching the game. He talks too much. He's got to be quicker. With what he's talking about.
Okay. Well, maybe you should send him an email. Give him a pointer.
See, that's the thing. I'm not going to do that. You know, he knows way more than I do.
He was the great one in football. So-so in sports. He'll work into it.
I was going to say, he might get better at it.
He might get better. That's right.
Takes time.
Yes. Chocolate-covered insects, Dave. Have you ever had chocolate-covered insect?
I've probably had a chocolate covered cricket once.
Oh.
Like when I was a kid.
Did you know it?
Probably.
Wow. That surprises me, James.
Here's the thing. You grow up in the South Florida area, you know, they're just like, hey, well, anything that's in the ground, we can just pick up and eat. I mean, it's the Everglades. You're going to find just about every bug imaginable.
That's true.
So let's just pour chocolate on it and see if it's eatable.
Yeah.
Edible. And, it turns out it is.
All right.
Anything's good with chocolate on it.
So, you know, in my office, you know, Box Elder Bug City recently with all the... Remember, you were in my office that one day when I pointed out the big old Box Elder, queen Box Elder bug, you know? Kind of the queen was in my office, and she was in a way that I couldn't get her. Well, guess who was on my laptop when I came into after lunch yesterday?
The Box Elder.
The queen was looking right at me, man.
So are the big ones like that?
I don't know what they are. I say queen. I don't know that for a fact that that's the queen, but I know it's the largest box elder bug of all of them, and it's huge.
I confuse those ones with the stink bugs.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a stink bug at first, and I wasn't sure, so when I grabbed her, I made sure I had a couple Kleenexes, because you don't want to get that on you.
The stink bugs are cool.
Stink bugs are terrible. You ever gotten that on your fingers?
Oh, yeah. We were in Denver. When I was in Denver, My brother had one on his window, and he was like, kill it, dude. I was like, I'm not going to kill it. So I just picked it up and put it outside because I'm not a jerk, you know?
You're not
I care about those insects.
You're not a killer of the insects?
No, I mean, if it's something like that, I'm like, I'll just put it outside. Who cares? Wash my hands afterwards.
All right. Well, good for you. Giving some love to the bugs, James.
Hey, we need them more than they probably need us.
Probably. Chocolate-covered insect day today. It's dessert day. Ooh. We had some cookies here earlier last week and more treats.
And chocolate-covered crickets.
And, yeah.
That'll count as a dessert, right?
Sure. Why not? Face your fears day.
Okay.
Wow.
Shout out. Why not?
Face your fears. International e-waste day.
E-waste?
Like laptops and monitors that don't work. And
so hardware, not like software.
Yeah, e-waste day.
I'll say the recycle bin on my
landfills up.
The recycle bin on my computer is chock full of e-waste.
It is National Frump Day. Frugal, responsible, unpretentious, mature person's day. Frump Day today.
Sure.
Yeah. And lower case day.
Okay.
Sure. I guess it has to have its day too, right?
Yeah.
Real sugar day.
Sure. From the sugar cane.
Yeah. James, have you ever had those weighted blankets?
I did. Yeah.
Did you like it?
I had one. It was 30 pounds. The 30-pound weighted blanket. Because they tell you you're supposed to have about 10% of what your body weight was.
So you bought a 30.
So I got it because I was about 300 pounds at the time. I got a 30-pound one, and it was too heavy. I was like, this is too much. I can't do this. I feel trapped.
Wow.
So I stopped using it. And it was a pain to, I mean, you have to clean it, obviously. And
well, not only that, but I tried it once.
Mm.
No way. It just feels like somebody's pushing on you all night long.
Yeah.
And I know some people really like it, and they say, you know, it could help with insomnia. No, it actually gave me insomnia.
I think I was kind of the same way.
It actually kept me awake more than anything. And then when you'd move, you feel like you're pulling some logs with you, you know? Mm. It's just, I'm kind of a nomad. I like roam. Like side back, side back, you know, just moving on. And it just like felt like I was just like pulling a log with me. Like, no, one night gone.
I'm always just a flip side to side guy, but
yeah, me too.
It's when you don't feel like you could do that, you do kind of feel trapped.
Yeah, it was a short lived. It didn't even make it through the whole night with me.
Yeah,
it was on the ground.
Plus, it absolutely. A huge pain to try to wash.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, jackpot tonight. It's now 600 million. Mega Millions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, you need to walk 6 miles a week.
6 miles a week?
Yes.
Okay.
Walking 6 miles a week will help you, will keep your brain from shrinking and fight off dementia. They did a study of 300 people who kept track of how much they walked, and each week showed that those who walked at least 6 miles had less age-related brain shrinkage than people who walked less.
Well, that's good.
Oh, okay. Do you buy Halloween candy for the kids? Do you buy Halloween? Do you ever have any?
No, we don't. We're not.
Your neighborhood isn't.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of people come by our side. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well. Since you were talking about that yesterday, I didn't want to. I was wondering. I wish we'd have a study of the most popular neighborhoods around Sheridan when it comes to Halloween trick or treating. Like, what are the big ones?
There's a big one. There's a lot of big ones. Yeah.
I'd be curious to see that.
Yeah.
I don't know how we'd do that, but I'd be interested.
Aren't the Halloween decorations cool nowadays?
Oh,
see,
yeah.
I'm not an inflatable guy.
The
inflatable.
Yeah.
I never cared for those, but the real ones now, the more real type ones they have now,
mm-hmm.
like those giant, what do they call them, Skeletor or whatever
the
they
ones
are,
that are having
Jack
their moment
Skeleton or something.
Yeah. The ones that are having their moment are the large ones.
Yeah. Jeez. They're getting real now. It's like a Hollywood. So there is a house. It's in South Carolina that is so realistic, it has caused confusion and concern among passersby. And this actually was on national news, too. I saw it the other day. Amanda Peden and Sam Lee have turned their home into what appears to be a burning house, complete with smoke machines, lighting tricks, and visual effects.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at the video of it. It looks like that house is burning. It's unbelievable.
What was her name? Amanda.
Amanda Peden, P-E-D-E-N. South Carolina couple, Halloween decoration. It's been sparking fire concerns. People drive by, they go calling the fire department. Multiple calls. The fire department, their local fire department, has received multiple calls. Fire chief said that while the decoration doesn't fully mimic a real house fire to someone who's trained,
right,
it does cause alarm when people drive by.
This they feels.
I have the video.
I'm looking
crazy
at it right now.
Isn't that crazy?
Should this be illegal?
I know.
They must have called like beforehand their fire department, been like, look, we have this insane
decoration.
We're just
going to tell you this.
Yeah. If you get any calls regarding our houses on fire,
oh, it's crazy.
Disregard.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then there's this guy. A Kentucky man has taken the scary decorations theme a little bit too far. Police say Stephen Markham of Stanton was arrested after decking out his yard with what looked like five body bags, each tagged with the names of local officials on it.
That's okay. That's a little much.
Yeah. Neighbors and passersby stunned with it. In fact, state troopers said, yeah.
They said, hey, maybe take that down.
You're going to take this down. That. Yeah. They call that third degree terroristic threatening is what they call that, actually.
Wow. That seems extreme, too, but.
But. Yeah,
that's also
pretty extreme.
Kind of stupid.
People's names on body bags. Yeah,
unless they were actually like dead people. Then I'm like, okay, well, that's probably maybe what it looked like. Whatever.
Police in Parma Heights, Ohio, shared body cam footage of an unusual pursuit involving a giant inflatable pumpkin that escaped from a local home. That occurred last Wednesday. Officers spotted a runaway pumpkin rolling through town.
There you go.
Here's those inflatables again. Someone was stealing it. They were rolling it down the town. And eventually, police picked up the guy when he was down the street a little ways trying to deflate it.
Mm-hmm.
You're stealing you're stealing Halloween decorations. I guess those big realistic ones, people are stealing those now. Let's not do that. You know the coolest thing ever, James? It was a few years back. I was at a conference, and I was near Peoria, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not realize this at the time. I have never seen so many pumpkins and pumpkin fields in my entire life. And I'm like, this is unbelievable. And then I found out that 80 to 90% of the U.S. supply of pumpkins is grown within a 90-mile radius of Peoria, Illinois.
Wow.
And I'm like,
I didn't know. That's crazy.
80 to 90%.
That's a lot.
I was driving through the country I was a little ways away from Peoria. I don't even know if I was 90 miles, probably 45, 60 miles. And I'm like, this is crazy. And it was fall, leaves are falling, and you see these pumpkins all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool. But yeah, then I found out 80 to 90% of the U.S. supply of pumpkins is grown within a 90-mile radius of Peoria, Illinois.
I think there's a college in Peoria, Illinois.
I'm not sure.
And I don't know what it is. Okay. But I'm curious if they're like big into agriculture at that college.
Well,
I think there's a
big into agriculture near Peoria, Illinois, though, about for as far as pumpkins are concerned. Okay. There are 7,000, we were talking about bugs earlier.
Mm-hmm.
7,000 new species of insects are discovered every year.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that makes sense. There's so many of them.
I noticed riding the bike path almost nightly, not so much here recently in the weather's cooled down, the praying mantises.
Yeah.
I was like shocked. I was like, man, oh, live.
Those ones are always just chilling. They're just hanging around.
I know. I had never seen so many of them on the bike path, or walking path, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. A pathway system, which is like the coolest thing ever.
Yep.
I was like, wow. And then I said that some one day to somebody, and they said, yeah, I've noticed them too. They're all over the place. So it just wasn't me. Okay, nearly one in five people have a favorite pen.
Oh, I'm one of them. One in five? Wow, that's less than I thought, to be honest.
That's less than I thought. You and I...
Definitely.
...are the pill... Or the pill. Are the pen aficionados. We love our pens.
Yeah, I've definitely got a
Your Aunt Jill
favorite.
Loves pens.
Yeah.
Julie, not so much.
No. She loves everybody else's.
So, yes, I love a great writing pen, and you do as well.
Mm-hmm.
You're
mm-hmm.
even more so than I am.
Yeah, again, I'm...
So when I get a new pen, I get excited. You know why I get excited? Because you know the first thing I think of when I get a new pen that's really cool? Showing no. you.
Oh, really?
Wow. I do. How about that, huh?
That's nice.
Like,
yeah.
James, you're gonna like
James
this.
James is going to love this
and
pen.
And then pretty soon you're like, I kind of like this pen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good pen.
I've had that a couple times. I'm writing with one. I'm like, I got to remember where this pen came from. And get multiple. I do that at banks sometimes. If I go into a bank and I find a pen that I really like, I'm like, yeah. Hey, do you guys got any more of these? I'll take these. Just laying around.
James and I love our pens. I like a good pen, James.
Hey, if you're going to write a lot, why not have fun while doing it?
Enjoy it. Right. That's right. James will be writing with his favorite pen. No, not really.
Typing my favorite keyboard.
Typing his favorite keyboard. Yeah, he's a keyboard freak. He is like everything, James. Pens, keyboards, you're the man. He's got Swap Shop next hour. Thanks, James. You're listening to Newstalk 930 KROE Sheridan.